tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day. And make this day really count. Can we emphasize that again, Diane? Make this day really count. Mm-hmm. You gotta say it all day. I'm gonna make my day count today. Whatever I'm gonna do is going to count. Make your day. Watch it. Your day. Not somebody else's day. Make your day count. Somebody want to mess up their day? That's their problem. You make a quality decision this morning that, you know what? I'm going to make my day count. Somebody having a bad day? That's their day, not your day. I'm never going to take on somebody's bad day. No way. Quit taking on somebody's day. Mm-hmm. Take the one that God gave you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in this day. I'm going to make my day what?
Count.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All this month, we're talking about a fresh start. God has given us a fresh start. Each and every day is a new opportunity to move forward in the newness, in the goodness of God, in the power of God. So we are here in the midst of the year, starting off the second 6 months of the year. So God has given us a fresh start. Our theme scripture is in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6 in the Message translation. I'll put muscle in the people of Judah.
Yeah.
I'll save the people of Joseph. I know their pain, and I will make them good as new. They'll get a fresh start as if nothing had ever happened.
That's me.
And why? Because I am their very own God. I'll do what needs to be done for them. And here we've been in, yesterday we were in Judges chapter 6 talking about Gideon, because we must move forward and leave the past behind. We can't take out all of our excuses when God wants to give us a fresh start and we come out with our excuse list. No, we have to leave those things in the past in order to get a fresh start. So we were in Judges chapter 6, verses 10. Also, I say to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. So we're seeing that the reason that they're in their situation, their act of disobedience, is fear.
Yes.
They're in fear of the gods of the Amorites. And they're, because of their fear, everything for 7 years, it tells us in Judges chapter 6, the substance of the ground, everything that they planted, it's not that it was not producing. It was producing. But the enemy, the destroyer, was coming in and taking it. So they had something that was beneficial. They had something of value. They had something, a sustenance, but the enemy kept coming to take it. Why? Because they were in fear. Why were they in fear? Because they were in disobedience.
Fear produces disobedience. Write this down out there, guys. Fear produces disobedience.
And disobedience produces fear.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to, so we see God told Gideon his problem. He told him in verse 10 that you disobey, and therefore fear come upon you. And when fear come upon you, you see yourself insignificant. You don't see yourself as taking on the Midianites. You're hiding from the Midianites. You forget that I am your God. And you do not belong to the gods of the Midianites. But fear is what is stopping you from become successful and from advancing. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, now, look, Judges comes after Genesis. It not come before. The first man, Adam. Let's see what happened to him in verse 10.
So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
Right. So what Gideon and the Israelites were doing in Judges 6, they were hiding
themselves. They made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds, which are in the mountains. They made for themselves the hiding places because they were in fear.
Can you see that this morning? They were hiding because of fear. Now, let's take it back to the first man, Adam. He hid because he disobeyed what God tell him to do. Read on that. So let them know this is not our thought. We're just showing you.
So this is Genesis chapter 3. Now moving on to verse 11. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate.
So it doesn't matter. You pray, come on, it doesn't matter who gave it to you. It does not matter. We cannot give God no rational excuse why we're in a predicament when he had already commanded. You know, God is straightforward. He says, have you eaten from the tree that I, not somebody else, I command you not to eat? The answer I'd say, oh, the woman that you gave me, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. You can listen to no other voices. And that's why the Bible says, I'm going to slow it down here this morning, so you get the real revelation here. Our disobedience produces fear, and our fear produces disobedience. The more you fear, the more you disobey. So when fear comes, when disobedience comes, fear comes. And the more you disobedient, you're gonna disobey more of the word. Because here, and if you look back carefully and just study the word and just look at it in Judges chapter 6, when God says to him, you're a mighty man, more fear hit him. He says, no, I am not. I'm the least among my clan. How can I deliver Israel? What are you talking about? I am so insignificant because of fear. He didn't see. Fear will stop you from seeing God's plan and purposes for your life. And how does fear come true? Disobedience. Act of disobedience. This Wednesday, speeding it up. And this Wednesday, make a quality decision that you're going to live a life of obedience to the word of God. When you obey what God says, then there will be no fear. When you obey what God says, then there will be no fear. And the Holy Spirit this morning is speaking through my lips and through Diane's lips on this radio program to help someone who's listening to us here. That if you live in a life of fear, it's going to trace back to something that God tells you that you are not doing. And so you have to destroy fear. Fear is a destroyer. Destroy the destroyer. Am I saying it right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Destroy the destroyer. So what is the destroyer? Fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to destroy that.
And you have to go back to the originating place. Because in Judges chapter 6, verse 25, it says, now it came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, take your father's young bull, the second bull of 7 years old and tear down the altar of Baal that your father has, cut down the wooden image that is beside it. So we know that they were impoverished for 7 years. So here, day of reckoning, he tells Gideon, go to your father's house, get the second bull of 7 years old. So we have to go back to the origin of the fear, the origin of the disobedience. So he was to go there. This was his father's house. This wasn't somebody else's house. This was his father's house. He had to go back and he had to bring the sacrifice from the origin, 7 years old. It was 7 years they had been in this problem. And he tells him to go tear down the altar of Baal, the false god, that your father has. Cut it in pieces. And then he tells in verse 26, and build an altar to the Lord your God on top of this rock in the proper arrangement. And take the second bull and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the image, which you shall cut down. So we know that Gideon was afraid to do this, but he did it by night. Because it tells us in verse 27, so Gideon took 10 men from among his servants and did as the Lord had said to him. But because he feared his father's household and the men of the city too much to do it by day, he did it by night, but he still did it.
You're right.
He did it. He had to go back to the origin. 7 years this problem has been going on. So he had to go back. Okay, what's the place of disobedience? From 7 years ago, the place of fear, the cycle that they were caught up in, and they go back and they do it. And when they do it, people get upset about it, that they tear it down, but then his father actually defends him. So sometimes we think the very people that we're so scared of, those are the people that's going to end up coming to our defense, because his father actually came out and defended him when that had happened, when that situation had happened, when the community noticed what had took place. His father comes out there. Verse 29, so they said to one another, who has done this thing? And when they had inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing. Then the men of the city said to Joash, bring out your son that he may die, because he has torn down the altar of Baal and because he has cut down the wooden image that was beside it. But Joash said to all who stood against him, would you plead for Baal? Would you save him? Let the one who would plead for him be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him plead for himself, because his altar has been torn down. So his father came out and made a bold statement on his behalf. So a lot of times the enemy wants to keep us from our help. He wants to keep us from our elevation by putting fear around that person or around that situation. So we must go back. God is giving us a fresh start. So we must deal with what needs to be dealt with and move forward from there. So as Gideon was continually encouraged by God, he got the plan, he received the plan, and he moved in the plan that God gave him for advancement. He had to obey the plan. And in the midst of the plan, if you know the background here in Judges chapter 6, Judges chapter 7, as they advance through the plan, God said, I'm making it look like it wouldn't work in the eyes of people, but because I'm in the midst of it, you will have the victory, and all will know that I am God. So God wants to give us the advantage. We have the advantage with God. When God is with you, you have the majority. You and God is the majority in every situation. You plus God are the majority. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big, it's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so clear?
everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor.